Robert Gresham's on the line representing LaLisha Gardner from Evanston, the woman whose vehicle got stuck under that semi. We've seen the video of her waving out the window as it's being dragged along. Do you know how long the car was underneath there and the truck driver was moving, Robert?
Well, as you can imagine, LaLisha wasn't keeping track of the time frame, but it was long enough for her to make multiple phone calls to not only 911, but potentially family members as well. So, candidly, it was just too long in general. Having handled these type of cases before, not specifically this fact pattern, but in general, that's why these trucking guys are, that's why they're federally regulated as they are. There's a reason why the law is so strict when it comes to these type of trucks and these vehicles, because of these type of things. They're driving massive vehicles that can cause significant damage. And we're really just happy that LaLisha came out alive out of this. I mean, you've seen the video, and that easily could have gone the other direction.
So she called 911 and somebody else while she's being dragged underneath that thing?
That's correct. She called 911 at least twice.
So, that would answer the question, was it a long time that the truck driver had to know she was underneath there, right?
Well, that's the question, and that's the question we're seeking answers to. We haven't had a chance to talk to, obviously, the truck driver. I'm sure he'll have representation through if the company he works for or whomever is handling that for him, but this isn't something that should happen, and this isn't something that normally happens. It's incredible when you see the video.
How does she say it happened?
Well, we're going to keep the details to ourselves right now, just as we kind of work the facts out. As you can imagine, there's a number of moving parts here on the case. But what I can say is she was operating a vehicle legally and appropriately, and this truck did not see her. It looks like it came over, and in the manner that it came over, it ultimately caused her vehicle to come up underneath the semi-truck, and that's where you see the video.
So you and she are alleging that he swerved into her lane. To be honest with you, my guess was that she, like a lot of us, was distracted, maybe decided to change lanes and slid underneath the car, that she's the one that pointed the front end of her car underneath the truck. How else does she get stuck there? You're saying what happened.
No, she wasn't distracted, and that's why we'll be employing an expert to take a look at it, to look at the facts, but she was operating her vehicle appropriately. She certainly didn't turn her vehicle. She wasn't distracted. This is just a situation, and like I was saying before, this, unfortunately, situation is similar to this, not exactly like it happen often with these semi-trucks, because they're driving such big vehicles, they're not always paying attention. There's a lot of good truck drivers out there, but unfortunately, there's some bad ones out here as well.
Colleague of mine shared with me video of another car similarly struck. I can't imagine this ever happened before, but I suppose with enough vehicles and cars out there changing lanes, it could happen. And now I've seen video of two vehicles like this, your clients and another one that my colleague Steve shared with me. But if she didn't do it, then here he comes. She wasn't in a position to get out of the way. I mean, if you see a truck coming over, you move over to the right, don't you?
Well, yeah, as you can imagine, if she could have avoided it, she would have. And unfortunately, she wasn't able to. This particular driver, it's unclear how this even would occur, how he would get that far, and how he wouldn't know that she's there. But those are the answers we're going to seek.
So what are you seeking then monetarily?
That's not even really a conversation we're having at this stage. At this point, we're just trying to get answers as to how this happens. Obviously, if that particular route is chosen as far as seeking some sort of civil suit, something of that nature, that's something that'll be discussed. But honestly, LaLisha is just trying to, she's really just trying to rebuild herself emotionally. She's got some physical injuries as well. This has been very traumatic. So she's really just trying to move past it at this point.
Well, I appreciate your talking to us, and I can understand why she wouldn't want to. She's either upset, injured, or embarrassed by this. It's so bizarre. We've seen the video of her waving out the window of the vehicle at the person that did capture video from behind. Can you tell me what she was thinking, saying, or doing at that juncture?
Well, I will say she's not embarrassed. She's traumatized. What I will say is at that time, she's wondering whether or not she's going to survive. So she's made a number of calls. She's just trying to get help at that time. And that's really all she's thinking about while she's in that vehicle. As you can see from the video, she's trying to signal somebody to simply help her. incredulous as to, you know, why she's even in that position, and this truck isn't recognizing what's going on. So the only thought going through her mind, based on my understanding, is she's trying to get assistance, trying to get help, trying to get the truck driver stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's funny because if you've seen the video, there's a pickup truck that goes by on the left-hand side where the driver would be. We don't see that pickup truck indicating to the truck driver to slow down, maybe because they were blocked from this scene. But it's hard to imagine that the pickup truck that passed on the left-hand side didn't see it and didn't try and alert the driver, who evidently dragged her for a considerable distance, if she had time to make two 911 calls, which we have not heard. You know, that's a matter of public record. Have you obtained the audio of her 911 call?
We're in the process of requesting those phone calls. So I'm sure that will come out. I'm sure a number of media outlets will see it goes out as well.
The state police have said that she was not injured. They were there for only a short time. Would you agree with that assessment? She's not physically injured. Trust me, I understand this is upsetting, but she didn't suffer any broken bones or anything like that, huh?
That's not true. She's injured. I don't know if you've been involved in accidents before, but oftentimes the adrenaline of the moment will kind of take you through. So as far as her injuries and her medical condition, we're going to keep that private in compliance with, you know, HIPAA laws and things of that nature. But she was physically injured, but you're right. A significant portion of this is what it's done to her emotionally and psychologically.
I'll let you go, Robert. What's the next step?
The next step is to get answers, like everybody else is wondering after seeing that video. So hopefully we'll get those answers from this driver and or the company that employs him, just to see exactly how this happens. And ultimately, just allow Lalisha to get back to where she was before this and recover and find some peace.
She's a 19-year-old from Evanston, Illinois. Robert Gresham is her attorney. Okay, Robert, my best to your client and you. Thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.